This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a fast-paced show during the first hour. We're going to be joined by Dr. Roland Thomas from BioAge to talk about some of the most common questions we're getting from the audience about the BioAge superfood. Then we'll be joined by L. Brent Jones, who is the promoter of the Kentucky Muscle event that is growing in popularity that will be taking place this weekend. And then we're going to be joined by Dr. Daniel Balusa from the Catholic University in Brazil to talk about a recent study they published that links Olympic athletes and their training to a Paleolithic style of human being, some of the evolutionary characteristics that seem to be displayed in this type of training. So that'll be later in the show. But first, we are joined by Dr. Roland Thomas. How you doing, Dr. Thomas?
Hey, good morning or good time wherever you are, Carl.
Yes.
I'm doing fine.
Yes, fantastic. So since we've been promoting the BioAge superfood, for those who don't know what this is it's a very, very specific form of microalgae. This is not something that is just fished out of the ocean, and we'll talk about that here in a minute. There are some amazing benefits to microalgae. I take it daily, three times a day, quite frankly. We get a lot of questions from the audience because I think they're still kind of confused on how to use it and so on. So I wanted to give an opportunity for you to perhaps address the top three or four questions that you get from listeners when they call you, which I know they call you a lot, don't they?
Yes. We get hundreds of calls and emails. It is a complex product to explain because I guess the research is complex and also the makeup. And it is so different from the typical supplements like vitamin D or vitamin E or glucosamine and so forth. It sounds too good to be true as well. So that a lot of skepticism. It's not a known product. So there is no popular, let's go and get vitamin D. You know, vitamin D is like sold now. Everybody right. believes in it. And yet, it should not be taken, in my opinion. But we're not going to talk about that today. So we get a lot of questions, but there are definitely the top five. And what I like to do to help people is really go under the hood and explain, instead of answering the potential. Because the more questions you answer, the more questions pop up.
Yeah, right.
Because as you educate people, they get smart. And they want to say, well, okay, so it's an algae. Well, what's the difference between this algae and spirulina? And then you answer that, and they say, well, I'm going to take spirulina and Dunaliera as well, mix them together myself, and what's the difference between that? And then we have to explain that there are many there are many species within these algae that are even subspecies that make a difference, as well as where you grow the algae is really what makes an algae. Simply said, growing a tomato in the desert of Colorado, and very nutrient deficient soil will yield a tomato that may appear red, normal, but in reality will be lacking calcium or this or that trace elements, or the carotenoid will have less lycopene and so forth. It'll be like a half tomato, or maybe a 30% tomato, or maybe even worse, you know, it might even steal your energy instead of giving you energy, because it is an incomplete food. So these microalgae in the biosuperfood are grown in a extraordinarily protective and nurturing environment, protective of all airborne in lake or lagoon or ocean-type pollutants, which nowadays we know there are over 60,000 new kinds of chemical all over the world. Never mind the radioactive debris. We have all kinds of pollution falling all over the world up to the Arctic. So that is out of the equation with the way that the biosuperfood, the algae in biosuperfood, where they are grown, how they are grown, protected in bio and photoreactors, they're covered facilities, so that there is no airborne pollution. And subsequently, we also use a geyser or thermal springs that are already at a temperature over 100 degrees Fahrenheit, and that is pumped into the bioreactor, and that comes from 2,000 feet underneath the soil out of a volcanic region. The idea of that is to get a pure, no need of using fertilizers. We have a very, very rich nutrient, I should say, trace elements rich. As a matter of fact, all known trace elements, minerals are present in that water. And it is pure, yet it requires no fertilizer. So we get the best of both worlds, protecting from pollution and increasing the nutrient base, which is the definition of organic, if you wish. So it is beyond organic. It is the most rich, nutrient-dense food on Earth. I believe the most organic, and it is the, in my book, which, and I wrote a book about it, it is the most efficient food on Earth at this time.
Now, I think part of the problem, and from some of the people that I know have communicated with me, I think that there's a great disconnect in the belief that such a small amount of this microalgae could have such a impact, big benefit, yeah. such impact. And I know that that's really where I think a lot of people get stymied by this whole process.
I hear you. Yeah, and that's where also it can even resemble a medicine, because, you know, only drugs appear to, when taken in such small capsules like Valium or a beta blocker, they're small pills. You know, you take one and it's supposed to protect you from blood pressure and so forth. So chemically, we know that small can cause such impact.
Right.
But biochemically, which means, in this case, as a food, it's not been heard of. There are superfood out there that people have been talking about for 30 years, mushrooms and
Unfortunately, you make a really important point here. So the word superfood has been abused now, like so many other words. It's become a catchphrase. Just this morning, I was in the grocery store, and I looked in the deli case, and they had a big bowl of salad, and it was called superfood salad. Yeah. Now, I didn't bother asking the attendant in the back, why is that a superfood salad? I just simply said, what's in that? And it was just your normal run-of-the-mill vegetables. Yeah. And so the word superfood has become ubiquitous now and almost lost its meaning.
It has, and frankly, it was abused from the start. To pretend 30 years ago when I was studying superfood myself, and I wrote my dissertation as a naturopath on superfood before, when algae was just one of the many superfood. For example, that shiitake mushroom were considered a superfood. I have personally since, and to your point, you're correct. Everything's a superfood now. No-knee juice or this berry.
Right.
Or, you know, certain apples or turmeric, everything is called a superfood. And frankly, foods are super, and they should be called superfood, right? As if we want to play the game of comparing drugs versus food, then we should call food super because it deserves the title. And drugs should be called underfood.
Huh. I like that.
But having said that, let me explain the difference. It's very important that we talk about this. What is food? simply said, food is not medicine. It has been abused to start throwing the title of medicine to food. Food is energy. We grow up to be adults, you and I, and without medicine. We eat food, and by the time we're 12 or 14 years old, we're adults. We've never seen the doctor, if we're lucky enough. We may not have seen a dentist. You know, we're not sick. We grew from what? From the building blocks, which would be some minerals, some fat, to build our cells and our bones and our structure in water, and from the energy that's derived from the food. We grow from energy and with some material that we replenish daily because we lose minerals and we lose calcium, we lose our fat from working our brain or body every day. So we replenish our material from food and the energy that we need, which are our cells, the cells of our body, derive energy from the food that we eat. Now, over the last 70 years, 60 years, nutritionists, particularly, they were the culprit, started explaining food as we began to discover what was vitamin C or vitamin B in very mysterious ways, as very, very important. And we lost sight of the fact that the most part of the food is energy. For example, protein, carbs, and fats, that's 97% of any meal, that's energy. There is no medicine in carbs or protein, and that's known. And then the mineral, there's no medicine, it's building blocks. So that the vitamins and the phytonutrients and the carotenoids and vitamin K and these things have taken over as they're now considered as mysterious medicine. And they're sold as supplements, vitamin E, vitamin D, and so forth. And to the detriment of people failing to understand the purpose of eating is to get energy. And so, make a long story short, there are foods on earth that are efficient as fuel, because that's what food is, and some that are. And hence, I believe that the true definition of superfood now should be the most energy-yielding, high-energy food, if you wish, and low-debris or low-problem food. For example, eating French fries is a disaster. You'll get fat and some carbs in there, but you know, you'll kill yourself soon enough if you were to eat cheap French fries every day. It's a very poor form of fuel. If you consider yourself a Lamborghini, and we are all beyond the engineering of a Lamborghini, we are the most complex engineering being that has ever existed on planet Earth. And our ability to derive food from the fuel food that we eat is the most sophisticated. We are the most advanced refinery and filtration system on Earth. We can eat a million combinations of food and yet we'll gather energy from it and then have a bowel movement and we'll go on living. While don't put a potato in the tank of your Lamborghini.
Right. Okay, right. We have to, I'm being told we have to take a break. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to get back on topic here about some of the questions that you're getting from the listeners, especially those who find it hard to believe that such a small amount of microalgae can have the benefits that it has. We're talking with Dr. Roland Thomas. Dr. Thomas is with BioAge. They manufacture a microalgae product that I take. I took it before we asked them to be sponsors because I believe in this product. I've always believed in spirulina, but this is a much better alternative than spirulina, especially because you have to be careful not what's in your supplements today, but what's not in your supplements, namely supplements that are produced in an organic environment so that you're not consuming harmful chemicals and pesticides. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys, hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WheyNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WheyNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WheyNaturalUSA.com. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. 4936 wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Roland Thomas. Dr. Thomas, is it weird that I like to let the capsules dissolve in my mouth, which causes a problem because microalgae is highly hygroscopic, so it sticks to my teeth for a long time, but I love the taste of it.
Many people do that. It will not stick to your teeth if you rinse, right?
Right.
Right away. I do that when I run. I run long distance.
Mm-hmm.
And during my run, I let it dissolve sublingually. And it is not weird. It's actually quite efficient because right away your salivary gland will begin breaking down, participate. You'll have some assimilation initiated at the mouth, and subsequently you'll have a faster, greater, complete assimilation. But it's not weird at all. Some people love the taste.
I if you hear me smacking my teeth, it's because I just drew three caps of F3 in my mouth during the commercial
yeah.
break. I really like the flavor of it.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's a sweet, it's an alkaline taste. And that's where people may tend to think it's they think it may be a fishy taste or something. Not at all. It has nothing to do with fish. It's actually, there's no fish where this product is grown at all. It's grown using, as I shared with you, geyser thermal spring water in bioreactors.
So we live in a society where people like to buy supplements that they can feel. I know companies that put caffeine in supplements that don't need caffeine just so that people, when they take them, they go, wow, I think it's working. I feel something. How do you compete in that kind of an environment when you use a supplement that clearly works from all the, I mean, there's all the research out there on microalgae, is quite profound, but it's not something that you feel per se when you take it.
Well, that sounds like your opinion, because, and I'm not being facetious.
Right.
Or was that a question? Absolutely. Out of 100 people, 80 people will feel it within the day, if not within
what
the
do they, day. What do they normally feel?
They will feel the spectrum, because this is a food, and each person may take it more or less. One may take more than the other. One may take one capsule, one may take a half capsule, one may take a third of a capsule, and one may take six capsules on the first day or second day. Giving all those permutation of potentials, and each human being an individual biochemistry with its different level of energy and life force and disease and medication and supplementation in that person, then the spectrum of results happen. But typically, of the 80%, there will be a noticeable sense of energy. That's the biggest, if you wish, observation, followed by grumbles or stomach digestive noises, or as a matter of fact, more frequent bowel movement, maybe a slight beginning of a leaky stool. That's a repair that's going on. Digestive juices, alkalizing juices, intestinal flora will be immediately impacted. And by the way, it's not from the presence of the algae in the intestine, because the algae, that small capsule, is absorbed within the blood within 15 minutes of the initial part of your intestine, in the duodenum, actually. It's gone. It's in your blood. It's the reaction of your brain receiving these extraordinarily, which I call quantum nutrition, because of the efficiency, the presence of over 15,000 known nutrients in the small capsule. And phytonutrients, impacting the brain, and there's an awakening, and as you know, I wrote a book, Awakening,
the
Genius
right.
Within, awakening of the brain organ, the cells of the brain, and particularly the hypothalamus, which is the most important organ of control residing in our brain. The hypothalamus regulates homeostasis, or the balance of all endocrine glands. That is impacted in 15, 20 minutes after you consume your first capsule. In turn, the hypothalamus, somewhat I compare it to a maestro of a large philharmonic orchestra, except that the human body has hundreds of glands and lymph nodes and organs, if you tally the whole thing. But furthermore, there are 100 trillion cells in the human body. Mm-hmm. Each of these human cells are a being in itself. This is where really food ends up. Energizing cells. So the reaction of the hypothalamus upon receiving this food, fuel, is a consequential, whereby people will feel energy, or the blood sugar level would be impacted and measurable. You can actually measure in 20 minutes the difference in your blood sugar, or even the balance of the cell count of the white blood cell.
Wow.
Even anemia can be measured in 30 minutes to have decreased in people with anemia. And that can be done with a test. And many other blood level of that sort can be measured. But so it's very tangible in terms of physical results, mental focus, clarity, energy, digestive, sleep often is impacted within the first few days.
Is it wise to take them right before bed for that reason?
We don't recommend it, because you might get a sense of energy and clarity and renewal, and you might want to stay up to read a book. You'll feel really good, but it will impact your work day the next day.
Yeah.
So better to stop by 4 p.m. when you first start for the first week or two, and gradually you'll be able to take it all through the day.
Okay. Okay, so.
I want to bring up a question.
Please.
That is so frequent. is how can, because we suggest in our literature that this bioalgae, this biosuperfood can replace, if not all the supplements that you may be taking or most, unless there's some very specific situation. And we have some coach, and we help people make the decision or make the transition. How can a small capsules like that taken a few times a day can replace all supplements? That comes up a lot. And I want to explain why and the difference. Our product is not a supplement per se to food. I call it a complement to your diet. It's just like eating more blueberry, if you wish. It's a part of your diet, except it is 100 times or 1,000 times more efficient than normal food such as broccoli or carrots and tomatoes and so forth. And the main reason for the difference is that biosuperfood is a microscopic food. And while tomatoes is a macro food visible to the naked eye and is full of water and fibers and carbs, and it's not that it's unnecessary, but as far as fuel is concerned, and you made an analogy once, the biosuperfood is STP. It's
right.
Like you're adding a small vial of fuel to your fuel tank, and the performance of your entire car and fuel is dramatically increased. That's a difference. So why could one reduce taking other supplements? Because the primary reason is not that the biosuperfood will supplement all that is contained in the various supplements that people take, like vitamin E or D, glucosamine, magnesium, potassium, calcium, and so forth, but because of the impact on the brain, I mentioned describe earlier, which in turn increases dramatically and absolutely demonstrated in research, increases the ability of breaking down the nutrients out of your regular diet. People nowadays, particularly as we age, become, as you know, fat. We have a fat nation, and yet most people are deficient. For example, you know, we know about calcium deficiency. We know about vitamin D, which is a hormone deficiency, and many other deficiencies with aging and with losing the life force. So the ability to break down nutrients, such as calcium particularly, out of your diet decreases with aging. When you take the biosuperfood, within 20 minutes, the digestive power, the enzymes required to break down nutrients that are synthesized by your pancreas, for example, enzymes that break down protein and so forth, or even your salivary glands will secrete more better as your stomach, gastric or acid juices will be stimulated better, as will your alkalizing juices as well. So all that process of breaking down the nutrients out of your apple, out of the broccoli that you're eating, will make that you'll absorb, in some cases, 100 times more nutrients from your food than normally. So you don't need to supplement. The theory of deficiency in our diet, in our where we grow our food, is like 99%.
Dr. Thomas,
not an impact when you can increase your ability to.
We're coming very close to the end of this this segment here. I wanted to offer those out there who are still on the fence about this product an opportunity. I know that you want to offer 20 people who call in a free bottle of the Bio Superfood product. Correct?
Yes. Yes. And also the book that I wrote, Awakening the Genius Within, will be sent out with that sample.
And they just have to pay for the shipping.
Correct. And similarly with the book, if you want the book only, we'll also put in the DVD, which is a 20-minute video of research in Russia, which will blow your mind, prove undeniably to you intellectually the validity of this, what we're talking about today, which was proven beyond a shadow of doubt. In very large, massive studies.
How do people go about getting, and keep in mind, if you're listening to the podcast, do not assume that there are no more bottles left, because Dr. Thomas was gracious enough to do a compensatory, reward, if you will, or award for those people who missed the opportunity. How do people take advantage of this offer to get a free bottle of Bio Superfood?
This one, you have to call it in or start with emailing us, establishing contact with us.
So what email address should they use?
info@bioage.com.
Okay, B-I-O-A-G-E. Put in the subject line, Superhuman Radio. So yes, Dr. Please. Thomas goes right to that. And then if they want to call in, what is the phone number, Dr.
Yeah,
Thomas?
The toll-free number is 877-288-9116.
Okay.
And someone leave a message, we'll get back to you. Or if you leave you'll have to leave us a credit card
for the shipping.
So it's right. Better that you
just call leave a message and they'll call you back. And then, of
correct.
Course, if you just want the book and you want to start there, they will do that to anyone who wants the book for free.
Yes. They will if you email us and request the electronic, we'll send you the electronic link to the book and to the DVD, which you can watch on YouTube, and you don't have to bother waiting for the mail and the post to come in. You'll be able to have access to this extraordinary information right away today.
Okay. Listen, Dr. Thomas, I'm sorry the time was so short today, but we will have you back on to answer more questions, okay?
All right, Carl.
Thank you so
pleasure.
Much.
Pleasure.
Thank you. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk to L. Brent Jones about the upcoming Kentucky Muscle event. And then at the top of the hour, we will be joined by Dr. Daniel Balusa to talk about the similarities between Olympic athletes and our Paleolithic ancestors. That's going to be a very, very exciting discussion. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that the GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. It's that time of year where the trees turn colors and the ladies and gentlemen strip down to their posing trunks and paint themselves with tanning solution because the Kentucky Muscle is here. How you doing, Brent?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Carl. How are you?
Very, very exciting time. L. Brent Jones, a good friend of the show, a good friend of mine, and also the guy who started the whole Kentucky Muscle event, which I have to be honest, from his own perseverance and will, has become the jewel of NPC bodybuilding, figure, and fitness competitions in this region. So many other events that claim to be really popular they pale in comparison to the quality of production, the quality of the venue, and the sheer number of athletes that that it attracts. And quite frankly, I have to say something. And I could be really off base on this. And you know, this is, Brent has not said this to me. We haven't talked about this. But there was a Northern Kentucky event that was very popular for a long, long time. But I have to say that as the Kentucky Muscle event became more and more popular, that Northern Kentucky event, became less and less popular, and they finally discontinued it. Did you hear about that?
I did hear about that. I heard about it earlier this year. I was really kind of shocked to hear that the Northern West is going to happen again. But I think somebody's going to try to revive it. I've got a feeling, but I don't.
Well, if somebody's going to try to revive it, they ought to reach out to you and have you be involved with the revival process, because whatever Brent touches, he makes work. It's not that he can make things turn to gold, but he puts his shoulder behind it and he pushes it. He has a dream and he doesn't get impatient. How long have you been doing the Kentucky Muscle now, Brent?
This is going to be the 11th year.
11 years. Yeah. Brent, you're just like me. We're overnight successes. It just took us 11 years. But, I mean, it's the truth, right? People look at you and they go, oh, man, I want to do this. They don't know that 11 years ago you were out there banging on people's doors going, I have this idea. And they were going, are you crazy? Are you crazy?
You know, Carl, they still say that. So, yeah. You know. So, yeah, it's been great. You know, I mean, really the growth of the show has really been, you know, really something, you know, I take a lot of pride in. This year we're probably going to hit about 1,000 competitors at all the different events.
Oh, 1,000 competitors.
Yeah, I know. It's, you know, from where I came from, where we barely broke 100 to now, it's, you know, it's really, you know, it's really refreshing, and I'm really proud of our progress.
Now think about this for a second. From a commerce standpoint, right, 1,000 competitors, their friends and family converge on this city, spend money in the restaurants, spend money at the hotels. I mean, you're bringing a sizable chunk of money to Louisville on this one weekend.
Well, you know, we're going to have probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 8,000 to 10,000 people walk through the door. So it's, you know, it does have a substantial impact in the Louisville market. And, you know, the city's starting to take notice. It's just taking
months. Are they? How so? Have you been communing with, any of the people high up in city government saying, hey,
they're finally going to give us a, convention status. So that means that.
That means something. Wow.
Yeah, so we don't have to book year in. If you don't have a convention status, then all the convention centers and facilities won't let you book multiple years in advance. So after this year, we can start booking multiple years. And, you know, that makes planning so much easier. You know, so when you know, like, 2-3 years in advance what your dates are going to be and where you're going to be at, it just makes things so much easier.
That's exciting. Okay, so who are the keynote sponsors this year? I know you always attract some big sponsors.
DTX Sports is our title and presenting sponsor. Metrics Pure Protein is our major sponsors in optimal nutrition.
VPX has been behind you for a long time now, huh?
You know, they've been great, and I can't say enough nice things about them. They've backed me for the last 5 years, and they believed in the show, and they've constantly supported me, and I can't say enough about them. They're just great people.
Okay, so in years past, you've done lots of unique things: arm wrestling, some strongman competitions. One year, I know Jeff Rui hosted a powerlifting competition. What will we see there this year? First of all, what will we see in the area of NPC events? Will we see men's and ladies bodybuilding, or is ladies bodybuilding gone now?
Ladies bodybuilding's gone. We've got the women's physique, the figure, the bikini, and then in the men's, which is really the most popular division now, is the men's physique, and then we've got the bodybuilding. With the NPC alone, we're bringing in 450 competitors. That's individual competitors, not with crossovers. So with crossovers, we're talking 600 and something. And then I've got the IFBB component to the show, which I have a IFBB Pro Men's Physique and then the IFBB Pro Figure.
So does that mean that they can actually get their pro card at this event?
You know, I wish so. I wish it was true. No, this is a national qualifier, so this is what this does. It's qualifying for the Nationals. So, I do have some exciting news. Charles Gaines, the author of Pumping Iron, the original book, Pumping Iron, and is going to be our guest at the show.
Really?
So he's coming down. I contacted him. I do the Dirt Kentucky Derby show, and he just happens to be a visiting professor at one of the universities here, so I contacted the university, and they got me in contact with him, and he called me a few weeks later and said, I'd like to come down. So he's coming down. He'll be there Saturday night at 6:30, do a meet and greet with everybody, and then he's going to hang out to the show for a while. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, that's a big deal. That's a big deal.
Yeah, I'm such a big fan of, Pumping Iron, the movie and the book, and to have him, come down is, it's a testimony to, how far we've progressed in 11 years. So it's,
are you going to have arm wrestling, this year?
Yeah, I'd say, all the events are up this year. I mean, we're probably going, the arm wrestling happens to be the last Arnold Classic, qualifier in the world.
Oh man.
So we've got people coming from everywhere for it, which is exciting, So we're probably going to top over 250, maybe 300 competitors in that event alone.
Wow.
It's a huge event.
Any strongman stuff? I know in the past years, strongman events pose a bit of a challenge because the venue typically doesn't want people who are dropping 500-pound Atlas stones on the ground.
Yeah, they have an issue when the floor cracks.
And, hey!
We're not doing the strongman this year. Maybe, in the future we'll be added back, but right now we're not going to be hosting a strongman. I love that event.
What would really be good to have the strongman event on 4th Street is known as 4th Street Live here in Louisville. It's become a destination. They have restaurants and nightclubs up and down, and the street is closed on both ends, so you can walk in the street. It would be great to have the strongman event right there at 4th Street Live, kind of like the way they do the strongman events in other countries.
I'm looking at that next year. I'm in talks with 4th Street Live management to try to do something similar to that next year.
Because that would be worthy of televising on ESPN and stuff too, then, if they did that.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And of course, our major sponsor, Metrics, is really behind the Strongman initiative. So, it would be a soft sell for them, and really, it seems like it would dovetail into our after party and all the activities that we do already on 4th Street.
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the after party that I will not be at because I always say I'm going to go. Jason Deere is mad at me because every time I tell him I'm going to go to an after party, he makes a little VIP spot for me, and then I don't show up. Let's tell people, how can people get tickets, and when does the event start?
People can get tickets online at KentuckyMuscle.com. They can call me, 502-387-3808, or they can show up the day of the show. purchase tickets. The expo tickets are $20. General admission for the finals on Saturday, and that includes the IFB Pro and NPC, is $25. So,
what about pre-judging? Pre-judging.
Pre-judging is part of the expo tickets.
Oh.
The doors will open up at 9:30, and then the pre-judging for the pros will start at 10, and then roughly around 11, the NPC pre-judging will start. Most all the expo events will start around 11 to noon.
Very, very exciting. We will be there. I'm there every year. In fact, I postponed the trip to California so that I could be there this weekend. So I'm leaving next week instead of this week.
That's great.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll be talking more with L. Brent Jones about the upcoming Kentucky Muscle event this weekend. If you're within driving distance of Louisville, you really need to come and hang out. And Elisa and I will be at the expo and the night event. So check it out. We'll be right back.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy and skies. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. At the top of the hour, we're going to be joined with Dr. Daniel Balosa to talk about the similarities between Olympic athletes and our Paleolithic ancestors. It's going to be an interesting discussion. Right now we're talking with L. Brent Jones, the promoter and producer of the Kentucky Muscle event, and now in its 11th year. So there will be an after party, huh?
Yes, there is an after party.
Where is it going to be?
It's going to be on 4th Street Live. The Marquee, the Tango, and the Social Club will be the key locations. And then we've got location set up at TGY Fridays and Maker's Mark Grill.
Oh, yeah. Maker's Mark Grill is kind of cool. It's a nice steakhouse, actually.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. It's great there.
So this is usually the MO. I mean, you've been working, I guess, feverishly, I would say, for months. And then this weekend, you look very much like a madman going from thing to thing, place to place. You've got key people that I've come to know that work with you every year. The young lady who helps you manage the event. You've got your head of security. He's a big, big guy. You couldn't do this event without these people who are every year come together to make this happen, huh?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, it's just, you know, when I first started out, it was pretty easy. It was just me. And then as it just started growing, it was, you know, it had to be, you know, compartmentalized and, you know, specialties had to be set up where people take, you know, control over certain areas. I just can't do it all.
And then the day after the event, how do you feel the day after the event? Do you feel relieved? Do you feel washed out? Do you feel sad?
I feel tired.
Yeah.
Really tired.
How long does it take for you to bounce back after this?
About a week.
It does?
Yeah, about a week. Yeah, about a week. I'll start feeling myself again. I mean, you just start working 14-hour days, you know, for a week, just getting things together. And, you know, it's Murphy's Law, so you just have to expect things not to go right.
What has not gone right in the past? Like, give me an example of, like, it's game day and bang.
Well, you know, the main sponsor, you know, bless their heart, VPX Sports, you know, they'll ship the shipment, you know, the day of the show for the goodie bags and, you know, their booth products. And I usually, courtesy, have them shipped to my house because it's, you know, convenient for them just to have their booth set up.
Right.
And that's the biggest problem because then, you know, we're already set up at the venue. You get notice that the product's not coming in until a day late, and then you have to scramble to try to get somebody there to, you know, sign for the product and then get it back somehow back to the convention center. That's the biggest thing. And then you always have, I know like last year we had a pro that called in. She was coming from South America, and the booking agent booked her into Cincinnati and not Louisville.
Somebody had to drive up there and get her.
Somebody had to go up there and get her. That's exactly right.
Well, thank God. The Cincinnati Airport, for those of you who don't know this, is actually in northern Kentucky. It's about an hour and 20 minute drive from Louisville if you're moving fast with no traffic. So, you know, you're about 2.5 hours round trip. But still, right, the last minute you just found out, and then you got to send somebody
up there. Yeah, the last minute. Yeah, I mean, the night before the event. And, you know, I mean, for a lady that doesn't, you know, English is not her first language.
Yeah, that makes it even more difficult.
It makes it real difficult. So you're trying to accommodate her and trying to get somebody to go up there and pick her up, and bring her down here, and then she's got to find a ride back to the airport, and we have to arrange that. So that's the kind of thing you have to expect, you know. And then obviously, you know, you'll have something, you know, on the events won't work out right. Either, you know, the promoter will be, you know, behind on things, or not me, the other promoters that
right.
does the strong, or the politics, they'll be behind on things, or events run over, way over what they're supposed to run over, and just things like that.
That's the real big issue, right? So people say to you, well, what time is the bikini competitors coming out? And it's like, you know what? We think they'll be coming out at this time, but it depends on the event before them, and that depends on the event before them. It's like,
exactly.
And things just run long. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you just don't know.
What time does the night show start?
7 o'clock. And, you know, again, Charles Gaines is going to be here as our special guest. And, at 6:30 on Saturday night to do a meet and greet with everybody. And then I'll pull him on stage and introduce him to everybody. And he'll be here for the night show and everything.
I'm bringing my DVD. I got my DVD of Pumping Iron in the back of my car right now, believe it or not. I'm bringing it. I want him to autograph it.
Oh, I know it. I'm bringing my book, Pumping Iron, that I've got a first edition of Pumping Iron. I'm going to have him autograph it.
I'm sorry?
He's really the person that discovered Arnold, you know? If it wasn't for the book and Pumping Iron, who knows where Arnold...
Yeah, no, Arnold would have never gotten catapulted into the public eye the way he did. It was because of Pumping Iron, really.
Yeah, and that was a catalyst that, you know, really propelled him to, you know, stardom.
Yeah.
And to have somebody part of history here is just, you know...
And especially, Arnold had aspirations to get into politics at a very, very young age, believe it or not. But it was almost etched in stone that he had to become a politician in California because of the end of the movie where he's smoking weed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it was like, okay, the only state that will vote for me will be California. I'm going to have to go there.
Well, he handled it really well. He told everybody he did smoke it and he did inhale. So
I'm glad he said that, right? He didn't pull a Clinton, right? Well, I didn't inhale. No.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I was kind of, you know, he's a clever guy.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you one thing about Arnold, whether you like him or not like him, he's unapologetic for everything. Even when he got in trouble with Maria and the maid and all that, he didn't come out and say, I'm sorry. You know, he did say, I feel bad about my family. I feel bad about my children. But he didn't come out and say, I'm sorry. I mean, if anybody lived their lives the way Sinatra said, you know, I did it my way, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. He did it his way.
Yeah, like you said, he owned up to it. You know, he took full responsibility. You know, he didn't really have to say he's sorry, you know. Or try to, you know, spin it in a way that, you know, would gain sympathy for, you know, for him and everybody involved. But, you know, he just owned up to it. So I give him a lot of kudos for that.
Yeah. Know? Yeah, he's a good dude. All right, so anyway, the event starts. Is there anything going on Friday night?
Well, we're just doing meetings, mostly for the pros and for.
Are you going to have a press meeting like they do at the Arnold and at the Olympia, where those who are involved in the press can come and interview the athletes?
You know, I'm not doing it this year. I know the Courier Journal, the Gannett company, comes in every year, and they're going to do video and stills. And then we've got WHAS, we've got promos running on WHAS on Friday. Then we've got a documentary coming in, going to be shooting at the show. That's really exciting. And then we've got an art exhibit coming in, a guy that's going to be submitting his, art to the Chicago Museum, in April. And what he's doing is on athletic fatigue. So he's already done a piece on NFL. And baseball, and what, you know, he contacted me about doing something with, wanted to see after the competition how the competitors look backstage and things like that. So he's coming in doing shots with that, and the exhibit is supposed to be in April and at the Chicago Museum. So that's really exciting.
Yeah, yeah, very, very exciting.
So what I've been trying to do is just like, you know, everybody has a bodybuilding show and they get the bodybuilding press. I'm trying to do things a little differently, you know. I know one thing that I knew when I got into this, it's like, you know, if you're going to succeed, and I think this applies to you too, Carl, you know, either you have to be first, you have to be the best, or you have to be different.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to be different. So I'm trying to reach out to different media sources like the, you know, papers, you know, local TV, like getting this guy coming in for the museum piece, the documentaries coming in, and just trying to make things different. So it's a different spin on the, you know, physique world than you typically see, you know, in today's, you know, publications and online.
Yeah.
So
tell people again where they can get tickets if they want to come in. And obviously you can buy tickets at the gate, at the door. It's downtown in downtown Louisville. Where's the venue again?
It's the Kentucky International Convention Center. It's downtown Louisville on 4th Street. This is the biggest building in Louisville. They can get tickets at the door, or they can, if they're in town Friday night, they can be at the Golf House. We'll be selling tickets from 6 to 9, and then if they can't get that and they want to get advanced tickets, they can certainly give me a call, or they can go to the Kentucky Muscle website and order the tickets through the website.
Yeah. And Alisa and I will be there. We'll be there early Saturday afternoon. We'll be there for the night event. So those of you who are in the Louisville area, if you want to come by and say hello, I promise you that we'll be making a showing. Just look for the lovely and talented and the guy standing next to her who looks like an old decrepit lecher following her around. Well, that'll be me.
Well, I'll make sure I'll introduce Charles Gaines to you.
Oh, that'll be cool. I'm serious about this. I'm going to bring my Pumping Iron DVD. I just found it in the back of my car just a couple days ago, ironically. And I was like, oh, that's where it was. I'm bringing it with me. I want him to sign it. So that's going to be
cool. Well, I'm going to play it, Pumping Iron. You know, I've got these huge screens.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
I'm going to play it when he walks. So when he walks to the door, it'll be playing.
That's awesome. Well, I can't wait to be there. Every year, it's something that I look forward to. We'll see you there.
All right, Carl. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brent. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Danielle Balusa. I hope I'm pronouncing his name properly. I'll let him correct me on the air. As we talk about, do Olympic athletes train as we did back in the Paleolithic era and what the significance of that is. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We will be right back.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things that I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on two or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today. Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinus Stain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Get everything right, and I want you to. I get everything right, I'm not playing rude. I get everything right, I get up and swing. You make me sing.
To the audience waiting patiently, thank you. Dr. Belosa, are you there?
Hi.
Ah, yes. This is much better. Oh, it is. Much better, much better. Okay. So sorry for all of the confusion. We are talking right now with Dr. Daniel. Is it pronounced Bulosa?
Bulosa. It sounds good as you are.
Okay. Bulosa. Okay. We're talking about a recent study that your group published, looking at the way Olympic athletes train and perhaps the linkage to our ancestors. So talk about this. Why did you even look at this?
Yes, it's an hypothesis which is based in the evolution theory. That is, if we think that the activities that favored survival to our ancestors, we could think that those activities could well with the athletes, because athletes are Homo sapiens as our ancestors. Okay? So, for example, our species is considered more an endurance than a strength or a sprint athlete or sprint species. Okay? We are good endurance athletes compared with other animals.
Right.
For example, a marathon runner of elite level can run better than a horse, a competitive horse, for example, in long distances. But when we compare our species with other species which are good sprinters, we are poor sprinters. So if we think in the characteristics that are linked to the physical activities that favor survival, we can think or hypothesize in the kind of activities that could improve better the adaptations while training for all kind of athletes.
Okay, but let's talk about something else that was something that we really started to talk about on this show several months ago when Dr. Milind Watfi published his book, Doves, Diplomats, and Diabetes, The Darwinian Interpretation of Type 2 Diabetes. And while diabetes is not the discussion here, what we did discover from his research was that when we perform athletic performance, but in a similar fashion as our ancestors would have perhaps performed the way they would hunt and gather, that the body responds differently. Did you find that in this research as well?
Yes. For example, regarding diabetes, diabetes appears or starts when we consume lots of sugar, of carbohydrates, okay?
Right.
So this is because in our ancestors did not have the possibility of daily consume of carbohydrates, okay? In the Neolithic Revolution, 10,000 years ago, our species started with the agriculture, okay? And at that time, the consume of carbohydrates become easier. So before this Neolithic revolution in the Paleolithic and before, our species has a limited ability or capacity to eat carbohydrates. So when we perform physical activities, we did not have the glycogen stores, okay, in our muscles full of glycogen, because we did not have a good access to carbohydrates. So when we perform with this low carbohydrate availability, our muscles and our cells were adapted to get more energy from fat than from glucose.
Right.
So this is a key adaptation for our species.
Also, what about this? Before athletic performance for sport, performance was a result of the ability to maintain life, right? So our Paleolithic ancestors would have performed sprinting, running, strength, examples of strength and endurance, perhaps when chasing animals, when killing animals, or when gathering things for the village and so on. And a lot of times they did these things in a fasted state because they, as we talked about on this show before, generally our Paleolithic ancestors did not go and seek food until the hunger was so powerful that the need for food overrode the fear of becoming the food of another animal. And so, quite often, they performed in a fasted state, which, by the way, is one of our evolutionary gifts, the ability to be metabolically flexible and be able to still work hard, even without available nutrients. What about the notion that training fasted is something that our ancestors did?
Folks, one comment only with your ideas, with your comments, is that the fasted state is not probably in a daily basis, okay? Probably they have access to different food resources, but with different qualities of protein, fat, and carbohydrates. So the low carbohydrate availability is the key point. So
when I got you.
We transfer this to an athlete, for example, we think that the pattern, the way of the activities are more related to low-intensity activity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For example, endurance athletes nowadays is well documented in scientific literature that they perform an 80% of the whole training at low intensity, below the lactate threshold, pure aerobic metabolism. So the other 20% of the training is performed at high intensity, mainly at VO2 max, which is the maximum capacity of oxygen consumption, and even higher, okay? So in this context, the less important metabolic pathway is the glycolytic, okay? So when we transfer this to the athlete preparation, this means, and it's also well documented, for example, when we train at the same time strength, sprint, endurance, independently of the sport we are talking about, that when we train both very high intensity, for example, in strength training, higher than 5 repetition maximum or higher than 80% of a repetition maximum.
Right.
And when we perform endurance at a very low intensity, below the lactate threshold in pure aerobic activities, the interference between these two capacities, that is the endurance capacity and the strength capacity or adaptations, are the less. Okay, so when we perform, for example, in more glycolytic conditions, the interference between different contents of the training are higher. That is, strong adaptation interfere in the adaptation of the other capacity. So there is a pure low dose response. The better dose response appears when we perform or at a very high intensity or at the same time in same session or in another training sessions at a low intensity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I've got lots more questions. We're talking right now with Dr. Daniel, and I want to say this right, because it's Bulyosa. I'm sorry.
Bulyosa.
I apologize. Bulyosa. And I'll get it right next time. And we're talking about a recent study that links athletic training for Olympic athletes to our Paleolithic ancestors, the similarities in that. We're going to discuss this more when we come back. Stay tuned.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhumans.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Oh, wonderful. This is the interview that will never take place. Sit tight. Okay, we have Dr. Bulyosa back on the phone. How you doing, Dr. Bulyosa?
Hi.
Okay, so here's a question for you. We're really becoming much more observant of the autonomic nervous system. There's a lot of people that are now using heart rate variability monitoring to dictate training loads and training patterns, and more importantly, periods of rest. But do you think our Paleolithic ancestors instinctively understood this? From some of the data I've read in your research, it looks like that they may have done this instinctively.
Yes, that's a good question, because obviously in the past our ancestors did not program, did not periodize, did not think about the rationale of the physical activities. The physical activities were only for looking for the energy. Okay, they lost energy for keep energy. That is the right thinking when we think in the physical activity pattern of our ancestors. So
This means that when they feel tired, when they don't feel good, etc., they probably decided to rest or not to perform higher, okay? And this is a very interesting point because very recent literature has demonstrated that the monitoring of training with, for example, the feelings of the athletes could be better than periodicity or pre-programmed training. For example, there is some evidence with resistance training in which the athletes that decide to perform a lower workload the day they feel stressed or bad, they can achieve a better performance than the athletes that train the whole workload, which is programmed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And in this sense, another studies with a technique, a recent technique, which is heart rate variability, okay,
right,
which reflects the activity of the autonomic nervous system, which is the part of the nervous system which controls the homeostasis, okay, the equilibrium, the physiological equilibrium. So there is some evidence that when we look at the state of our autonomic nervous system and if it reflects the technique, the high rate variability reflects that we are not good, we have fatigue, etc., and we perform a lower workload, it has been demonstrated that the athletes that perform in that weight improve much more than the athletes that perform the whole workload. So this means, and linked to the activity, physical activity patterns of our sensors, that it is better to perform or train in stress-guided form than in a pre-programmed closed form. But it's very important to repeat the stimulus, okay? But training is the repetition of the stimulus. But this doesn't mean that we should make the exact workload that was pre-programmed. Not. We can adapt in a daily basis the workload for a better and a much higher improvement in performance, a better dose response.
So, but the key here is that paying attention to the autonomic nervous system in one way, shape, or form by backing down the stress response a bit actually produces a better adaptation response, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so how could we use this Paleolithic template to allow athletes to achieve greater progress in adaptation in their chosen sport? So let's take two different paradigms. Let's take a distance runner, and then let's take a weightlifter. If we have a distance runner, we already know that we're designed to spend a lot more time in the low intensity area and short periods of time in the high intensity area. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to realize this. If you just observe, when somebody gets stressed out, they can't last there very long. So if a distance runner was going to use this template, would they then incorporate some high intensity training? Because they're running slow all the time, they're spending most of their time in that low intensity zone. Would they then incorporate some high intensity training to actually challenge the autonomic nervous system?
Yes, because the high volume training, which is related to the low intensity, okay, it's a direct proportion. A high volume can be achieved with a low intensity. Should be the main basis of the train of an endurance athlete. Okay, as I said previously, about 80% of the whole training volume. Okay, the other 20% of the training workloads could be of high or supra maximal intensities, like sprints, strength training, etc. So the key point in the endurance athlete is to respect the low volume, because there are lots of evidence, and from an ancestral point of view is logical to think that the low intensity activity in a daily basis is the most important, and sometimes, some days, in with some pattern that can allow an adaptation, we can perform high and super maximal activities. This is very evident with endurance athletes, but for example, with another kind of athlete, it's very different, the reasoning. Because, for example, we think in a sprinter, the training of a sprinter is more based in, obviously, velocity, strength training, explosive training, maximum strength, okay, and very little endurance training. That is correct, okay?
Right.
So, the idea is that, and this is based in another statement, which is called the principle of allocation. What's the principle of allocation? The principle of allocation states that when we specialize in one capacity, this is with the loss or in performance in the other capacity.
Right.
For example, if we want to be or to have a very important endurance capacity, obviously it's impossible to be extremely rapid or strength or strong.
Yeah, okay? not you won't have a you give up you sacrifice explosive strength if you want to be a long distance runner, and vice versa. If you want to be have explosive strength or be a sprinter, you sacrifice your ability to run for long distances.
Yes, but this is from a specialized point of view, but the model states that we should avoid the elimination of the other content.
Right.
That is, for example, we know, and there are lots of evidence, that aerobic capacity and the phenotypic adaptations related to a good aerobic capacity allows a good training quality in sprinters, for example. If a sprinter don't have a good VO2 max, a good maximum oxygen consumption of about, for example, 50, 55, 60 milliliters kilogram a minute, it's impossible he can train good in a daily basis because he cannot recover well from the maximum effort.
Right.
Okay, so from this point of view, it's obvious that he or she needs to maintain some dose of aerobic training. And the same with the other contents. So with the principle of allocation, we should specialize with one capacity, but avoiding the elimination of the other contents of the training. For example, in team sports is a good paradigm because team sports are not specialist team sport athletes. For example, soccer,
right.
Hockey, they are quite fast, quite strong, quite endurance, but they are not the best in one capacity. And when we look at the training regimes of team sport athletes, we can see that the model is respected. They should train lots of time, not at high intensity, but they are not obviously running continuously, but they are walking, running at a moderate intensity, stop, running at a very high intensity, in an intermittent weight. They make strength training, they make endurance training, they make technical tactical training, which is mainly performing in a low intensity regime. Okay, so the team sports paradigm is very interesting because reflects very well the paradigm. And for example, another interesting advice.
Well, here's what we have to do. We have to take a commercial break. Hold your thought. When we come back, I'll give you time to finish up on your thought, and then I have a question about strength training. When we come back, we're talking with Dr. Daniel Bugliosa. We're talking about how training that mimics the way our ancestors, our Paleolithic ancestors, actually evolved under the conditions of energy expenditure, recovery, and so on, can actually help you make gains faster. It's quite counterintuitive because we know that most people like to specialize in their sports discipline and only do that one thing, but they could be missing a large piece of the pie. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
I've been watching you.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Daniel Bugliosa. We're talking about following the ancestral model for training and making better gains. Dr. Bugliosa, I cut you off when we had to go into the break. You want to finish your thought?
Yes, only one thing, and I think it's very important because nowadays people probably are training harder in the gym, but they forget that apart from the gym or in the field or the 2 hour, 1 hour exercise every day, we should pay attention to the physical activity, the incidental physical activity. For example, if we look at this model, it is very important to take into consideration the whole energy expenditure. That is, not only the time we are exercising, okay, with program, controlled, supervised, monitored workload in a daily basis, but also all the activities we perform at home, when we are going to the work, when I went to the shopping, etc. Because it's from this model, it's very important to add the most part of the day in a low intensity activity regime, not seated. Okay, not
right, right, not TV. not inactivity, low activity.
That is the key point, because the inactivity does not allow a good adaptation. When we are training good in the gym, for example, that if we train good at the gym and then we are physically active in our daily living, okay, it's very probable. The adaptations will be better than if we are inactive.
Right. If you train hard and then you sleep all day in an effort to try to recover faster, that has a negative aspect as opposed to training hard and then being active, for the rest of the day. What about strength training? You know, Olympic weightlifters, power lifters, strong men, they tend to adhere to an old paradigm that says, you know, that if you want to be strong, you have to avoid low-intensity cardiovascular training like walking and jogging because it will rob you of your strength. Your observations seem to fly in the face of that notion. You're saying that if you want to be a stronger strength athlete, you should incorporate some low-intensity activity throughout the day to help balance out the high-intensity work that you're doing in a short period of time in the gym.
Yes, absolutely. But it depends also if we're talking about a powerlifter, for example, or a bodybuilder. It's not the same training. Because, for example, thinking about hypertrophy is not an adaptive characteristic of our species. Because in the past, we have not the quantity of protein for having a big muscle mass.
Interesting.
Okay. So this is not a characteristic of our species. And from a strength performance point of view, probably the most important characteristic is the explosive performance, because explosive performance depends mainly on the coordination, which is monitored or controlled by the nervous system, the intermuscular and intramuscular adaptation, which are mainly neural adaptations, are the adaptations that are mainly linked accentuating or eliminating the hypertrophy point of view, with links directly with the strength performance. So if we think, for example, in a power lifter, obviously he or she needs to train at a very high intensity. But sometimes some techniques, some exercise for prophylactic effects, for recovery, could be performing in a low intensity mode. So the main percentage of training volume should be of very high intensity, allowing a good recovery, but a good and a minimum of aerobic training could help this kind of athletes to adapt better with the training regimes.
Interesting. So if you had to create some sort of training prescription for individuals based on what we understand about our Paleolithic ancestors, would it be, as you use in the conclusion of your study, train low but compete high? Would you suggest that people, their training should not be at their 100% maximum output? It should always be well below that, with the understanding that as their ability to perform at that stress level, for lack of better terms, but perform better, will mean that their ultimate performance will be better as well.
Okay. The train low, compete high refers to the fact that sometimes athletes train with low glycogen stores.
Ah, okay.
But they need, obviously, more importantly, if the sport activity is at high intensity, they need a high glycogen store. So we know from molecular studies that train with low glycogen stores allows some better aerobic adaptations.
Really?
But yes. So this is there are lots of evidence, but there is a problem. If we did not eat carbohydrates frequently, we could have some immunological problems, especially when an athlete is an elite athlete, which the workloads are very high, okay? But one interesting strategy for avoiding this could be, for example, I perform the very high-intensity training intervals or high-intensity training at morning, and at evening or afternoon, we perform a light training, okay, a very low intensity training, more in a continuous mode, and that time at the evening or at the afternoon when we perform this low intensity training, as we have the stores of glycogen with a low quantity of glycogen and we don't have sufficient carbohydrates or glucose, the adaptations for the phenotypic aerobic phenotype are better. Okay, so the next day we need carbohydrates, but we can convene these alternations of training sessions with low or high glycogen stores for improving the adaptations. But when we are going to compete, obviously we need the better and the bigger glycogen stores for competition. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I have to tell you something. That whole concept is actually being to some degree disproved now by individuals who are working very, very strongly in the ketogenic diet arena. That once the body switches over to ketosis, athletic performance, especially long distance cyclists and so on, actually perform better when the body is in a ketogenic state, depending on ketones, than when you have to keep replenishing glycogen. And in fact, there is a lot of evidence that performing, especially endurance training, performing while in a ketogenic state completely spares muscle glycogen. It leaves muscle glycogen intact. The body prefers to run on ketones. So there may be some alterations to that opinion as well in the near future.
But remember that in this concept, the most time the athlete should perform at low intensity. Okay. If we analyze the studies with a very few sessions, 20 sessions with acute adaptations, we can look at some contradictions between literature, but we look at the long-term effects of this kind of combination of different nutritional and training regimes. This makes sense. Okay, and for example, regarding nutritional habits with respect to low or high glycogen stores,
right.
There is very recent evidence that supports, but this is not for competition, for sports, but most for health, that intermittent diets are better. For example, there is a recent study in which the participants consume 2 days a week a low quantity of carbohydrates, and the rest of the week they could eat what they can, okay? and compare with the group that was controlled with a daily energy intake, they improved better the percentage of fat and the insulin's sensitivity. Okay, and in fact, this group can eat the fat and the protein they can. So this makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's very important to see at the whole picture, not at a single session, not a couple of sessions. This makes sense when we look at the whole training period in the long term. So if we have, and as the model states, a very important percentage of training at low intensity, there is no problem with this, with having a low glycogen stores.
Right.
But it will be very important to have a high glycogen stores when we need to compete or to train harder.
Right. Right. No, it makes perfect sense. It really does. And that carb cycling has long been a favorite of those in the athletic world anyway. We're going to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up the interview. We're talking with Dr. Daniel Bugliosa. We're talking about our ancestral origins and how it affects or could help us be better athletes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long, because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Won't stop the beat and go!
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Daniel Bugliosa. We're going to change the subject just slightly. We're going to stay within the evolutionary paradigm and athletic performance. So what is the evolutionary significance of fatigue, Dr. Bugliosa? I know that you and colleagues have looked at this actually phenomenon. It is a phenomenon.
Yes, it's a very recent article we published. It's open access in the internet. If you write in the Google the evolutionary significance of fatigue, it appears, the article, and it's an opinion article about the possible evolutionary significance of fatigue. Which is fatigue? Fatigue is an incapacity to maintain determining energy expenditure at determining intensity. So in the past, our ancestors probably experienced fatigue when they were performing inefficient physical activities, because the perception of effort probably would appear for avoiding a non-efficient waste of energy. Okay, because the energy at that time was not so easy to achieve as nowadays, okay? So it's probably that the sense of fatigue, the sensations, the pain, etc., could be some kind of sensation to avoid an inefficient energy waste, and also probably to avoid an organic damage. But this is a contradictory point of discussion in the literature.
So technically, fatigue is a protective mechanism, is what you're saying. It was probably something that we were selected for, because those who didn't experience fatigue could have expended so much energy that it could have threatened their life.
But the protective role is the most extended idea about fatigue, but we could think also critically about this idea of the protective role, because, for example, there is some theory in the literature, the central governor model, that states that we have some kind of command in our nervous system that avoids
catastrophic dilute, right? Okay. Right, exactly.
Okay, so if we think, for example, the first marathoner, Philippides, dies after the marathon run.
Right. Right.
So this, and there is lots of evidence in the real life which demonstrates that despite fatigue sensations, individuals can die also.
Right.
Okay, so those are the proofs that this theory is not so good as we thought before.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. And, you know, we take it for granted that fatigue happens, but it obviously is an important capacity. So do you think that there are genetic variants, maybe some polymorphisms that predispose some people to be able to cope with or push fatigue out further in the area of elite athletic performance?
The evidence nowadays in genetic sports is very limited, and probably there are no polymorphisms which could be candidates to explain a good or an excellent performing in any sport, because sport performance is the result of the interaction of both genetics and the history of the individual, okay, the stimulus. they experience along their lives. In fact, there is another recent paradigm, which is epigenetics, okay?
Right.
So these new studies states that when, for example, our mothers experience some kind of stress when they are pregnant, they can modify some genetic expressions of their child, and this could influence in the further, in the future adaptations in their lives, in the lives of the,
wow,
of the children. So through some biochemistry changes in the genes, okay? So this is a very interesting point, because this could explain why some or the most genetic studies do not explain very well the reality in sport performance.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay, so this seems to be an area where you really are very invested. These types of things that have an evolutionary framework and how they affect athletic performance. Is that the core of your research?
Yes, we are. In fact, 2 days ago, we submitted a research project to a government agency here in Brazil to study the different autonomic and inflammatory responses also in endurance athletes, to look at the different effects of train in a pre-programmed mode, okay, and to train in a stress-guided mode. So we intend to control the levels of stress of the athletes with a lower dose, try to get the better response. And this could be understood with another concept, which is the allostatic load.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Allostatic load means that everything in our lives influences our capacity to deal with stress.
Right.
So when we train, training is one source of stress, but we have lots of sources of stress. For example, we have a problem with our family or our wife or in the job, etc. This affects our performance. Okay, so if we can manage the whole stress in our lives, which is related to the allostatic load, which is the sumatorium of these or the all sources of stresses, we can obtain better training adaptations. So we are trying to start this study in the next year, and we hope the adaptation, both autonomic and inflammatory responses of athletes, will be better in the group that train with the manage of stress in a daily basis.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Listen, I want to thank you so much for taking time to come on the show. I apologize for the technical difficulties we had at the beginning of the show getting you on the phone. It's very, very interesting, and I'd like to invite you back when you have new research to talk about, okay?
Okay, thank you very much for the invitation.
Thank you, thank you. And also, we want to thank Dr. Roland Thomas for coming on earlier in the show from BioAge. Check them out. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad today. And, of course, L. Brent Jones, Elisa, and I will be at the Kentucky Muscle this weekend, so come hang out with us. All right, thank you for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine.
then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things and I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenoir.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.